each morning for a moment. As I gaze intently at my sleeping children resting in blissful peace, I'm refilled with resolve and hope. I remind myself that it is my job to secure a safe and livable future for them, and to ensure that they have the opportunity to grow into adults, to fight for their future as I now fight for my own and for theirs. Yet a game of chance is underway, with my children's future the ultimate prize. Our house is literally on fire, from the Amazon to the Arctic Circle. We can smell the smoke, and we can see the flames. There is still time to put the fire out, to save at least some of our belongings, and maybe even the house itself. But we must act now. We are out of time. Why won't everyone wake up? The fire is burning hotter and hotter. Dropping the climate change bomb. I promise not to sugarcoat the truth. I will write as honestly and directly as I can. But, as David Wallace Wells begins his book, The Uninhabitable Earth, quote, "It is worse, much worse than you think," end quote. Wallace Wells gives us the worst-case scenario. What will happen if we do nothing to curb our greenhouse gas emissions? Many feel Wallace Wells' assessment is fair. As of 2018, carbon emissions are climbing worldwide. It is an honest and clear assumption that we are headed in the wrong direction. Yet in most media markets around the world, the climate crisis gets little to no sustained attention, and the emergency we face is regularly downplayed. From my vantage point, I can see clearly that we are not yet on the path that leads to a livable future for our children. However, I do feel strongly that the path forward is visible and becoming clearer. It will be hard work, but it is within our reach. I ask myself constantly, will our current and future actions be enough to spur our transformation, staving off the chaos that now seems close to inevitable? I honestly don't know. No one can say for certain. There are so many forces working against us. At the top of the list is our own inability to fully comprehend the dire emergency we are actually living. Considering the money and power working overtime to keep us quiet and paralyzed, it is no wonder we remain mostly numb to the news that our sky is falling. Also, the reality is that we are often simply too overwhelmed by the demands of our everyday lives to dig in and work on solutions. Too many of us feel there isn't anything that we as individuals can actually do that will effectively hold up our piece of the sky. As a result, we often tend to second-guess what nature and science are telling us. Doubt creeps in as we ask ourselves, are things really so bad? Climate chaos will impact my kids. Really? Aren't these problems still many generations away?